Hey, lovers and friends, I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all of you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out.
Hi. That was such a long time. What is going on? I don't know. What's
we have toe bite.
Are you asking yourself and answering your own question?
That's why I don't know.
Wait a second.
But I think so the other day.
I'm so excited right now.
If I didn't ask myself how I was doing, then you know. Yeah, I'm like,
I don't need y'all. I can just have my own conversation.
I do myself. I do what I want to do.
How are you? I'm fine. Today I actually did some yard work. And how was that? Oh, I don't know. It was kind
of
hot.
I didn't like it.
It was kind of hot. You know, I tried to like paint on the side of my house because I was like painting and
oh, that's
paint was
for
like
all the
cooking.
So it was hot to do that.
Yes, but it's been raining. Like it finally, like it's been raining every day I was going to paint. And then now it's like scalding hot. And I'm like, ugh.
So I thought either Valerie, you had chamomile lotion on. Like because you had bug bites. Or, but that makes sense.
It was the paint.
Those would actually go hand in hand. Those would actually go hand in hand because like I am on the bog. So like... Usually, if I'm outside a lot painting, I will be like...
I need to get you mosquito zapper thing.
I have a bunch of that stuff.
Does it work?
Not very many of them. You know what works
the
best?
The purple light thing that goes...
I don't know. I mean, that looks like sounds like fun.
exactly what it sounds like.
I mean, purple light splash. You know, like, I may get confused. Go to the light. Go to the light.
Oh, my gosh. Don't do it, Val.
No.
I can't help it.
It's calling to me.
Oh. Yeah, mosquito heaven, though.
Do you know what they mean? Like, because I'm a blonde. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm a blonde. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a blonde. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait. Because I'm a blonde. I don't have to I talk like a baby and I never pay for drinks. I don't have to worry about keeping a man if I keep his shots and I keep these chat because I'm a blonde.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like to say that being singing? Chosen this month's Miss October is an honor that I'll remember for as long as I can.
Is this...
I still have no idea what she's doing. Is this...
What is it? What's it from?
Like, the late 80s?
Late 80s.
Like, one of the MTV people used to have, like, there was a, because I'm a blonde song.
And dude, then, I have no clue. I was a baby.
But I love it.
You know that. I want to be a veterinarian when I grow up because I love children. It's a tat cat mode.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, he was all cuddly before and
he's
now.
Crazy.
He napped and now he's ready to go.
Yeah, he's like, wait, did you almost step on me?
This kitten is the cutest little kitten though. With little like all four paws have white socks and the rest is black.
Yeah.
So for like a little white freckling on his little mouth.
So mm-hmm. Did I tell you so?
He's handsome. He's got like a little tuxedo thing.
He's a very handsome
so
cat.
We started fostering him.
My cat.
We started fostering him, and then when my husband like had to watch him for the night, I came home and like my husband has him all cuddled in his little hand because he was like the size of your hand because he was like 3 weeks old, and he was like all. Ah. And the next day, he's like, so I may have shown people pictures of the cat we're fostering at work. And they decided to call him Church. They're like, Church. Oh, we're going to name your cat for you. He's like, no, we're just fostering. It's not our cat. Well, we're going to name your cat for you anyway.
Church. Why Church?
Because in Pet Cemetery, the cat that died, that they bury in the Pet Cemetery, was a tuxedo cat like this one.
Mm-hmm.
And its name was Church. So they buried it. It died. And this cat, you know, basically was dead. And we brought it back to life.
That's true.
And so it's a tuxedo cat that died and came back to life, essentially.
Oh, my gosh.
And his name's Church. And so they're like, we picked a name for your cat.
That's so perfect. I never saw Pet Cemetery.
I didn't either.
So now that you're making more of a commitment to this cat, are you thinking of a name?
Well, we'll probably either do Church, just because that's
like
really
it.
Funny,
yeah.
Or Uno, because that's Avery's kind of liking that.
Uno, but anyway, huh?
Yeah, because there's only one, which reminds me of Dracula. Wanted
Dracula.
To learn a lot.
Oh, my God.
That was a beautiful segue.
That was terrible.
I mean, what she meant to say is, oh, friend, I so support you and love you.
Oh, sorry, I'm...
That was a terrible.
That was great, Valerie.
Thank you, Courtney.
Oh my gosh.
Has that a lot?
Oh my gosh. Speaking of going to hell, this movie,
Dracula.
We're trying to get it.
Bram Stoker.
So this is Bram Stoker. Spell it for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
H in it. B-R-A-H-M, but it's not.
No,
it's B-R-A-M. And then Stokes with an
S-T-O-K-E-R.
Is it Stokes or Stokers?
Stokers. I don't know. Stokers.
Because Stokes was the name of like a TV store when I was a kid.
Stokes. Bram Stokes. Bram Stokes.
Dracula.
Yes. Bram Stokers.
Stokers.
Stokers. Stroker. No, I'm gonna totally call it that. It's Strokers.
Strokers.
Dracula.
That makes sense. I get it.
There's a lot of heavy breathing in it and a lot of boobs.
Well, we were just saying like all the women are constantly orgasming, but they're not. They can't quite reach orgasm, but they they're there.
That's why it's a horror movie.
They're there
because they keep getting close and they never make it.
Absolutely terrifying.
It's totally terrifying. That's like the worst story ever.
When did it come out?
Oh,
early 90s.
I did not write that down.
I think it was 1992, and this was Keanu Reeves. I can't say
Keanu Reeves.
Yes. Yes.
And
Winona Ryder, who I guess was my husband's celebrity crush at the time.
She is dang cute.
She was so hot in this.
Isn't she?
She's so cute.
Yeah.
I've always thought she was just like.
And now she's in like Stranger Things.
Yeah.
And wasn't she also in that cute little wine movie?
Wine movie?
It was like a movie and. Yeah, she was in one. She was in a movie that happened at a winery. I just remember seeing her. I'm like, oh, I haven't seen her forever.
Yeah, because I don't know what she was doing. After this movie, I'm pretty sure she went underground.
Well she had some adventures in life with, like, five-finger discount shopping.
Which
and
is too bad. It, like, totally ruined her. Well, it didn't totally ruin,
yes,
but it,
she
it
had
paused her career for a little bit.
Well, could you just imagine, like, how hard it would be to be like that, you know, she became famous right at that late teen, young adult stage.
Yeah.
I mean, Heathers, everything, like right in your most formative time. That would be so difficult. So to me, I'm like,
she needed a break.
Yeah. And she gave herself one.
Oh,
so
that's
there you
cool.
Go.
So there you go. But yeah, she was just gorgeous in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Keanu Reeves. Okay.
Well, so let's quickly do the director is Francis Ford Coppola. And the writers are Bram Stoker. And I'm thinking James B. Hart might have been the original Dracula writer.
Oh, that's a really good. I wonder who did
it. Somebody look that up because I would like. Yeah.
That's impressive.
So there's quite a cast.
There's so many Draculas. But this one in particular, why did we choose it?
Because it was sexy.
It was really strong love story driven.
So here's my question. Here's my question, though. Is it a,
1897.
We're either looking at the love affair between
Yeah, let's talk about the characters. So Mina is played by Naomi. Sorry, Winona Ryder.
Time twister.
I get them mixed up.
Mina Murray is played by Winona.
Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder.
And her love interest, and it goes back and forth between time.
Yes. Yes.
So she, back in the, I want to say 1800s.
1462.
Oh, 1462. Yeah. Forget about it. Yeah. She's dating the man who becomes Dracula.
Yeah.
Or he's the Vlad. The Impaler. He is.
Vlad the Impaler.
He's fighting the Ottoman Empire. And then he goes
in
off
the name
to
of
do
Christ.
That. Yep. Okay. And then he comes back from winning.
And
actually.
He was supposed to lose. He
and
like,
they
battled
sent word
against
to her that
and someone
lost.
Said.
So who plays this character?
It's Winona.
Oh, no.
Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman. Yeah. What else has he been in?
I have so many things.
So many things.
So many things.
So familiar to me, and yet I couldn't place him.
He's
the
been,
whole time.
I mean, I can't even tell you
I
that
kept
either.
Seeing him as like one of the characters in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Is he?
I
want to
say
there?
Yes, he's been in Harry Potter.
Darkest Hour, Leon, Slow Horses, The Fifth Element, The Dark Knight, Oppenheim, Batman Begins.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's been in so many. He's a very good actor.
You haven't said anything about
Hannibal.
Harry Potter yet.
True Romance, what? Harry Potter. Haha, there you go.
Which one was he in Harry Potter?
Prisoner of. I would want to say he looks like Mad Mooney, but I don't know.
No, he's not.
No.
Is he in Harry Potter?
Yeah, he's been in a ton of stuff.
Sirius.
But,
not Sirius Black.
Anthony Hopkins also is
I
in this movie.
That's
he's
what
Van
it says.
Helsing.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
But so anyway, the lad comes back to find his beloved has committed suicide because she thinks. She's, like you said, has gotten word that Vlad died and she can't live without him.
Yes.
So she throws herself.
Oh, yes.
Out of a window into a plunging river below.
Yes.
And drowns and dies. And somehow.
Has perfect.
She's not swollen. Nothing is broken. No bruising. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
She has
her
a
hair
little...
is even done perfectly.
Oh, my gosh.
Still.
She's gorgeous.
She's got a trinkle of blood.
Out the side of her lip.
Which would have been washed away in the water.
Pretty sure, yeah.
I mean, unless maybe she missed and fell on the rocks, but then, like, everything else would have been a little splattered.
Yeah. But I was like, that's believable.
Yeah.
Totally.
Absolutely. But he goes crazy.
Yes.
And he stabs the stone cross, and he basically renounces the Christian God and takes his sword and dives it into the cross.
The crucifix?
That starts. Yes.
Yeah, like and it starts bleeding.
Everything's bleeding, and he just takes a cup and drinks it.
Yes.
And then things change for him.
Then it's so cool because he starts floating everywhere. And he can do these magical things. Did you notice how wispy and like.
Oh, yeah,
like fancy his finger moves were. I was like,
I just wanted to like make shadow puppets. Like, we'll just stop the rest of the movie.
I know.
We're just going to do
shadow puppets. It was so freaking cool. And he floats. He doesn't walk anymore. Did you notice that? He just kind of floated everywhere.
Yeah,
I
it's like he's on roller skates or something under his
so cool
under his robes. Like, he's got some
Rob strokes. He's Xanadu.
Yes. Oh my god, I love Xanadu.
Oh my gosh.
I have it. We can watch it later.
Oh, Jesus, I love Xanadu. It's been so long since
when
I've
was
seen
a
that.
Little girl, we used to play Name That Tune, and I was, you know, 4, and my favorite song was Xanadu.
Yeah.
And so whenever our
sing
family
it.
Played that
tune. Because I keep thinking Waterloo by
Ava. Xanadu, do, Xanadu.
Well, Val Ray can carry a tune, I can't.
Oh, my God.
Now that you're here.
So
this intermission was brought to you by my cat walking on the keyboard. Stay tuned for when the dog barks too loud and we have to pause.
Good. They didn't have to hear me singing Xanadu.
I thought it was lovely.
Oh my god.
You can sing. I cannot.
I've never heard
but
that.
But I love Xanadu so much. I wanted to be Olivia Newton-John when
me
I was that
too.
Age.
Oh, Courtney.
All I
you've
wanted
got good
to be
taste.
Was her.
I know. She was so awesome. She was like my hero.
Not
mine.
Mine
too.
Because
you're 10 years younger.
Guys, yes. Greece was not a thing for me.
I'm not even talking. I'm talking pre-Greece.
My dad had a humongous
crush on her. That's Greece. This is Xanadu.
Xanadu was roller rink and like
goddesses that come to life and they roller skate everywhere and they're flowy. Talk about wind.
Oh,
like flowing, flowing dresses around.
Yeah, like this made Top Gun look like it nothing.
Really?
The love scenes in Top Gun always crack me up with the wind scenes.
Oh yeah, no, I used to believe that if I was in my head, like if I liked a guy, I was like, okay, if only he could see me when the wind was blowing, and a good song was playing in the background, he would totally fall in love with me.
You should bring your whole
and
your
I had
some
lip gloss on. If I had lip gloss on. The right song was playing and my hair was flowing around. I'd have him in a
Courtney,
second.
He I'm in love with you with none of that stuff. Just so you know.
That's true. You don't need any of that.
When I was younger, Xanadu age.
Yeah.
We had the beautiful. You remember the station wagons of death?
Did they have wood paneling?
Oh, yeah.
Were they the kind where in the back, the furthest back, you would be sitting facing the windows? So you had to watch all of
the scenery. The back popped up into like two little seats.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm not lying.
That.
We
too.
Puked all the time in that.
Oh.
The motion sickness as you were watching the trees or whatever pass you by. There was so much puking.
So my cousin had that car and I loved it. I'm like, can I please sit in that space?
That was my spot because I was the youngest. And so I would be back there. But I truly believed. So we'd have the radio on the car.
Yeah.
And I'd be in the back. That was my stage. So the radio the radio would be singing. And I would lip sync to the cars behind me because I
was
in my head that they would have the same music playing in their car and they would see me singing it. And they would think and I was fooling everyone. And so I would totally I put on big shows. I was so animated singing to the cars with the red light.
I would do? We would put up signs like, save me. Help me.
I've been kidnapped.
People never took us serious.
We didn't either.
Well, there was that talent scout once that saw Valerie and thought, that's the girl. And then you turn the corner and he lost you for good.
Dang it. Life is different.
If only.
It's so unfair.
Oh, my God.
I mean, like, little magic skills. It's just terrible.
Well, I'm going to bring back the station wagon. That was the first car that I drove, was the station wagon. And it didn't have the defroster. So I would put towels all over the windshield at night.
No way.
Yeah, it was
so
brilliant.
Impressed.
And I would peel them off. They'd be, stiff as a board.
And so then you put...
And then I wouldn't have to scrape the windows.
But then you would stick him in your car, and then you... Then they defrost, and then they steam up the windows, and then when you got out of school, you had to scrape the insides and the outsides of your car.
Oh, yeah, that did happen. But we never had, like, an actual car scraper, so we had, like, this old...
Are you kidding me?
Like, no, we had, like, you know the plates that go around the light switches? Mm-hmm. We had one of those. They work so well
as a
car scraper. Like, that's what we use.
Okay, so honest, be real with me here. Like, half the time, even today, I scrape my windows with, like, a credit card.
Whatever you can find.
Yeah, I just have it right there. I'm like, ugh. And I don't want to, like, bash this, you know. So I, like, take my sleeve and I just, with the snow, get the snow off. And then with the credit card.
But we had to, like, every, I don't know, minute or so, we'd have to pull back over and re-scrape the windows because the defrost didn't work. And we had, like, this, I don't know, 1 foot by 1 foot area. We were just kind of, like, poking through just to get down to school. Station wagons.
I still do that. Like, I carve out enough leg space for me and then hope that the rest defrosts by the time I get out on the real road.
Yeah.
And usually by the time you get where you're going, it's happened.
It's ready to roll. Yeah. But the defrosters eventually work. Mine never did.
So we're gonna go back to we're gonna go back to Dracula land. And we're gonna fast forward from 1462 to 1897, which is four centuries later.
Wait, that's when it takes.
Yeah, this is when the real.
She kills herself after that epic battle.
Yes. And he turns into a vampire then.
I just have to talk about one more thing with this epic battle. Like, did you notice the armor he was wearing?
Oh, yeah. It looked like
muscle.
It was like red, sinewy muscles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. With claws. Did you see when he was touching, like, his, like, that was full on arm to hand.
That was so
armor
freaky.
With fingernail long. Sharp fingernails.
Yeah. If I was in battle and that thing came upon me, I would be like, that's it. I'm done. Just kill me
now.
I'm terrified. It was so freaky. Anyway, loved that costume.
Yeah, so it was really it was cute. Yeah.
The costuming in the show was really pretty.
I thought so too. And even the wind blowing the chiffon-y dresses was pretty amazing.
They were doing that for visual effect. Like, yeah. They were like, they have boobs. We want everybody to know about it.
Oh yeah.
The boobs in this movie were amazing.
Yes.
They were. You know, and that was like.
They were always like kind of like, there. Maybe you could see them, but then they'd have like a light chiffon around one, and then the other one was exposed.
Like, just hang
out. It was an accident. Oops, my ex. It was like totally reminding me of. It was like a halftime show at the Super Bowl.
She's not having an orgasm, but wanting to, and whoops, that boob's just out.
It just came out.
Yeah, I know.
It's just out. And like, this is.
Boobs everywhere.
And there's like 1800s, and there's men all over. So
I know.
Kind of
like, if you were her fiance and her boobs are popping out, like, first off, why does she have to be in some itchy, chiffon, uncomfortable, sexy outfit when she's dying? Like, where's her sweatpants?
Okay, we need to backtrack. People don't know where we're going.
We gotta go back. We got carried away with the boobs.
Okay, so 1897, four centuries later,
mm-hmm.
Jonathan, who is played by Keanu
Reeves,
he takes an accounting job from a colleague, R.M. Renfield, who has gone insane.
Yes.
And he's in the insane asylum. So Jonathan takes over this account, but he has to travel to Transylvania to help Count Dracula.
And he signs with the letter D.
Yes.
He doesn't say Dracula.
Count Dracula has just bought a bunch of real estate acquisitions in London. Mm-hmm. So he's moving to London. Jonathan has to go there and help him deal with this.
Mm-hmm. So as he's reading this letter from Count Dracula,
mm-hmm.
Count Dracula is reading it, narrating it mm-hmm. for the movie.
Yeah.
You guys, if you've seen Borat, it sounds exactly like Borat. And I was kind of blown away and I couldn't stop giggling the whole time. Sorry.
That's awesome.
Okay. So
he's
going to Transylvania.
Well, yes. So he meets with Jonathan,
mm-hmm.
and Jonathan has a picture of his fiance, who is Winona Ryder, Mina, mm-hmm. and he's my beloved reincarnated. So not mm-hmm. only is he going to go to London to move there, but he's got this woman he's going to reconnect with.
Yes.
Or
mm-hmm.
somebody, not reconnect. What would you call somebody who was?
He's going to seduce the shit out of him.
Yeah, he's
born in a different time era, died, but has maybe reincarnated.
Yeah, he's going to go and rebond with his true love.
Yes,
because he's been waiting 400 years.
And it kind of imprisons Jack in his
castle. Six.
And Jack is so stinking polite the whole time.
He is, right? Even when Dracula's wives, who are, I guess there is wives. There
yeah, he has multiple wives. Right.
Who are seductressy.
So there was vampiresses. Like, right before the wives come in, like, he looks out the window and Dracula is crawling like a crazy, creepy creeper.
And he's like, huh, very interesting.
That is strange. He's even polite about that. He's like, what's happening here?
I feel like my husband would be polite like that too. Like, oh my. Well, that isn't correct.
That doesn't seem quite right.
So, there's
gravity. Doesn't that exist?
Oh my gosh.
Meanwhile, I'd be going, what the fuck? What the fuck? And my husband would be going, well, we know that something's amiss.
It was a mess. So, yeah.
So Jack is detained in this castle with these three amazing, well, I mean, I guess, I don't know what they look like when they're vampires, but when they're looking like humans, they're pretty beautiful.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They're gorgeous.
Like sirens.
And they don't have
so,
tops.
His prison.
They don't have tops on. They never have a top
they
on.
They don't. They never. Have these flowy skirts and these bouncing boobs.
Yes.
Yes.
And poor Jack is in prison with three sexually very amorous.
And they are just like horny as fuck. Oh,
yeah, they are. Yeah. They're like having, what is it called?
Air orgasms.
No, they're they're having that too, but they're
orgy.
Also.
They're having
like
a full-blown orgy.
All the time. Like, and they're sucking his blood.
They're,
and
like,
they're
just
like,
a little just, bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Weaken him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So he can't escape.
Mm-hmm. That's poor guy has to go through that.
Yeah, I know, so while Jack is stuck at the castle.
Well, I mean, obviously he really wants to escape.
He did.
He's working on it. But in the meantime, Dracula's moved to London. Mm. And first on his list is Lucy, who is this very attractive, flirtatious lady who has these suitors.
And Mina is staying with her.
And she's very well-to-do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's very wealthy. Mina's best friend, and Mina is staying with her while Jack is away. Mm-hmm. So.
And she does. She has, like, every man in London pining after her.
Like, yes. the most successful, amazing men ever.
All the eligible men.
There's a psychiatrist who is, by the way, housing the crazy guy.
The accountant.
Renfield. He's housing Renfield in his asylum. Then there is
The Texan,
who his name is, I wrote it down. Now, he's my kind of guy. I thought he was super cute.
He was Wesley from The Princess Bride.
She picks to be her fiancé. And that's Arthur Holmwood. Mm-hmm. Oh, Quincy Morris is the Texan. The kind of
you took good notes, girl.
Quincy.
Was who him. You would have picked?
Okay, he had dark hair and a
big gun.
A big gun.
A big home.
She wants to attach to
the list. Or was he the one with the big nut? Oh, it's so big. Can I touch it?
She does say that.
Yes. Just like that. She's such a flirt.
She is. But I was so excited because Wesley from Princess Bride was there.
Yeah.
And he sounds just like Wesley.
Yeah. From Princess
Bride. Oh, it's so crazy. It's almost like it's the same actor.
It doesn't matter that she's chosen Arthur Holmwood for her fiance. The other two are still
totally in the picture.
They're there. Oh, yeah. And suddenly Lucy starts getting sick. Mm-hmm.
This was one of my favorite parts of the movie.
Yeah.
During the night, she's like, drawn out into the garden.
Yes.
This is what we're talking about. The flowy chiffon. And she's just like,
Axel Lube.
Yeah. boobs are hanging out everywhere. And then Winona Ryder, her friend, is like, Lucy! And she runs after her to save her. And those boobs were like bouncing around.
Too. But she was in like a silvery, see-through-y dress.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They were both sort of see-through-y. But yes. Lucy's was red. Mina's was
silvery, bluey.
Yes, and there's a whole scene where
Lucy's getting fucked by the monster.
Well, she's being drawn somewhere. She doesn't even know where. She just is moving in a direction. And Mina's following her. And Mina sees suddenly this beast upon her friend Lucy. And it's bestial. Was it like?
He was. That was full penetration.
Yeah, there was some stuff going on there.
Which I'm just a little bit.
It was so out of left field. I'm like, what's happening?
I didn't understand why that was necessary for the whole lore thing. And in fact, I'm like, oh, I know my true love is here. I'm gonna kill her best friend. I'm going to sleep
her
with her best friend.
Well, no, remember, he sees it. Don't look at me. And so he wipes her memory.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't want
to
see that.
So how is that like an, oh, my true love? Like, he waits 4 centuries to see her. He's finally around her, but he's going to have sex with her best friend.
Maybe he's starting another.
And kill her. Maybe. He's going to kill his best friend.
No, he doesn't kill her. He just makes her a vampire.
But he didn't kill her because Mina saved her. Like, she came and stopped him.
Oh, I think.
I think he would have finished her off.
Oh, do you think he would?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
To me, I think he had a plan of making another
Ride?
Yes.
A wife for the orgy sessions?
Yes. I think he was gonna have another little.
Do you think here's a question. Do we think
Isn't
that
Mina enough?
I don't think
I'm just asking because
Lucy too. Maybe he wanted Lucy to keep Mina, you know,
happy
when he was
off with the other.
No, those two did have kids. Do you remember when they were riding a plane and a thing? They had a kissing scene.
Oh yeah, Mina and Lucy?
Uh-huh.
They just started making out.
Yeah, what was that about? I am just watching sex in the air. They can't
it's
help
sexy
it.
Sexy times everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't make sense.
It's everywhere. It is. It's orgasm.
Although
the
one time when Keanu Reeves started just going with it, I'm just
he was so polite though.
Excuse me. Gosh. It's the sexy scenes are supposed to be between the women and the men and the women. Not
so,
me.
Mm-hmm. Lucy starts getting sicker, and the three suitors are very worried. And
even though she's like married to one of them,
no, just a fiance, but they're all in it. They're like, "What's happening?" And Dr. Seward, who's the doctor of the sanitarium, goes, "I need to get a hold of my
My friend,
who was my."
Mentor.
Dr. Van Helsing, who is
played by Anthony Hopkins.
Yes,
who I love.
Which, oh, he's so good.
He's
the only one that has his head on his shoulders, I think, the whole movie.
but he's a little kind of out there, too.
Yeah, he's kind of a jerk.
Okay.
But he is kind of a blood specialist.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Because back then, that's how you cure a disease. You just let people bleed out.
Yeah.
And they...
Well, when they find out
filtered the blood and tried to put it back in her.
So this was weird, too, to me. I mean, I guess we're living in modern times. But so...
Modern times, 1896.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about us now in 2024.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
You would think about this. Van Helsing recognizes that, he gets there. She needs blood. She's being drained. They don't know what's happening. So he instantly decides to take blood from her three suitors and give it to her.
What
the blood type?
I know, right?
But that's modern time thinking on 18th. 97.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Like, okay, so you're going to kill her.
You need blood. You need blood. We'll just give you three different people's blood.
Yeah,
and all maybe different blood types, but.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's down with it.
Yeah,
they're blood sisters.
They bled. They're all whatever. Now. They're all tired after giving all their blood. At some point, Van Helsing realizes that it's a vampire
because he sees the two bite marks.
Yes. And Lucy is constantly like almost having orgasm. But not quite.
Yeah, I know.
She's just laying in bed, writhing and just...
orgasming all over the place.
It's so close. I just like, really. I mean, can we just have a moment of silence for Lucy?
She was a rough time.
So...
it was the best of times, it was the worst.
Here's where I say, is this romance... is this romance between Mina and Dracula? Or is it Mina and...
Jonathan.
Who's
trying to get back to her.
It could be both. It could be a three-way romance. Mina meets Dracula. Mm-hmm. He sees her on the London streets shopping.
Okay, this is my favorite.
Okay.
He's got his blue sunglasses.
Right,
I think he's pretty handsome.
He looks really good with those sunglasses.
He's very intriguing for the time.
In 1896?
Sure, why not?
No, those were Johnny Depp sunglasses from the 90s.
They pulled him right off of Johnny's face. They did. They were like, hey, we need a crazy character.
1897 was almost 1900, so there was some maybe interesting things happening. Maybe blue glasses.
Really?
I think those were straight
off of Johnny Depp.
Look, they were doing blood transfusions. They were experimenting with lots of things.
They were very,
But he sees her and stops her, and she's kind of not into it for a second. But then he seduces her, and it's sort of almost like a, I don't know, I... she becomes charmed by him. I think he's kind of
putting his vampire
hypnotizing
out there.
He's hypnotizing her. He's seducing her. They see each other multiple times after this first encounter, and she's more and more.
He can kind of transport himself, like. She turns around and he's right there again.
Yeah, yes.
Like a total creep.
Oh yeah, nope. Those were totally legit. 1890s sunglasses were blue.
No way. I thought they were straight off of Johnny Depp.
Yeah, those. Yeah.
Wow.
That's true.
That's cool. Ahead of their time.
They caught it in this movie, too.
I guess so. Dang. I was like, yeah, right.
Well, she kind of develops feelings for him. And who should come home?
Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Are they married?
No, he doesn't come home. He makes it to a church and says, come to me and let's get married immediately.
Oh, yes.
So she travels to him.
That's right, yeah.
And they get married there and then they go back to London together.
Yes, and it breaks.
How did they do that? Because there weren't telegraphs, there wasn't phones, there wasn't...
Trains, I think she... Mm-hmm. Shows that she gets on a train. Mm-hmm. He writes her a letter and says,
The letter,
he would get there faster than the letter.
He was too sick. He needed to heal at the nunnery for a few weeks before he could travel. So he sent the letter to her. And then by the time she got to him, he was feeling good enough to get married. And then they traveled back
together. And his hair turns gray. Yes. From this experience.
Yeah.
But it doesn't turn gray while he's escaping. It turns gray in the monastery, in the nunnery.
Yeah, maybe it was just the stress,
yeah,
the shock of it all.
Which I think they should have just made it go gray when he was, you know, with the ladies.
As they were sucking him dry.
Literally.
Well, this
should have... And I love how... Goldman's character is all like, so when you were getting with the chicks in front of Iona.
I bet Keanu loved filming that.
I bet so too. She reaches over and she's like, it's okay, honey. You were sleeping with the, you know.
The vampires.
You know, like she's like, it's okay, honey. You were sleeping with vampires. I was flirting with their boss.
Yeah, we had a little thing. So it's fine. Oof. But it's not fine because Dracula's heart is broken and Mina is hypnotized. So who knows? Is she hypnotized or does she really like him? Does she miss him? Because she's having all of these feelings. She's reading old letters that Dracula's written her. And she's kind of doesn't know where her heart lies, kind of, I feel.
She's torn between the two men.
Well, and he started making her remember their former previous life
together.
Yeah. So he was making her remember their past love.
Yes. Is she reincarnated or is he just hypnotizing? Is he implanting these ideas in her head?
I thought she was reincarnated.
I think she was reincarnated.
That was the idea behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she started knowing things that happened in her past life. And she knew, I've seen this place before and stuff like that. So
she doesn't make it easy for the three suitors of Lucy. Well, by the way, Lucy does die.
Yeah.
She's totally turned
into a vampire.
Yeah, they have to go in and cut off her head.
Was it painful? Yes, I'm sure it was really horrible.
But now they're really mad because Lucy had to die, and they don't want Mina to suffer the same
consequences. When they're going to go kill the stuff, they just, you know, bring her right to where all the action is happening and have her go up alone into her room and hang out by herself.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, like, you know, because that's what intelligent men should do. Here, Nina, we're doing this stuff here, right? We're in the heart of the action and the instant, you know, so why don't you just, like, hang out by yourself here all alone and...
See what happens.
The three suitors, Van Helsing and Jonathan, go to get rid of Dracula. But at the same time, they're trying to, you know, burn his lair. He's in with Mina, almost, you know, having sex. They're very close to.
Gives her his blood to turn her to a vampire.
Oh, yeah, that's
so. While they're destroying his earth, so he can't survive in London, he's going and turning Mina into a vampire.
It was so. Doesn't she see his like real vampire gross face?
Well, we shouldn't. Let's not give the end away. But I think she does at some point, and she kisses its.
Yeah, and I was like dry heaving
face.
Gross. So gross.
Well, we won't give the end away.
Does
she stay with Dracula? Or does she go with Jack?
Does she go with Jonathan?
Does everyone capture Dracula and kill him?
Yeah.
I guess they'll just have to watch
it. So the love story is Dracula waited for 400 years.
Yes.
For his Mina.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he did have a few side hustles.
Yeah. That's the thing. I was just like a little bit like... I was kind of disappointed. This man, like, I can understand he has needs for 400 years. But once he knows that he's found her again and things like that, he goes after her best friend. Like, come on. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you found her. He's kind of a jerk. Like, I'm gonna fuck your best friend and then I'm gonna kill her.
There's moments where you think, oh, I feel so bad for Dracula. But then really you just think, well, no, hold on. I don't feel bad for him. Look at how horrible he is.
Exactly. Yeah.
He's not a good being.
Yeah. I mean, and even her, she's like, you killed Lucy. You killed my best friend. You killed my best friend. But I still will have sex with you.
But I'll still drink your blood.
And drink your blood.
Okay. So one of the most like lusty, like carnal, sexy times films I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's not true. But I'm just saying, I was like, shocking.
This was your sexy, most sexy times movie?
No. I was not expecting that.
No, I wasn't either.
Out of this.
Oh, I was.
Movie. You've seen it before. I don't think I had. I don't think Courtney had either. And Courtney, you did a wonderful job retelling it, because I'm going to be honest.
You did.
I got lost. Like, the timelines and the bouncing back and forth. I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah. I do like vampires and Dracula stories. So I'm fairly familiar with this story. I've read the book and watched other movies.
Yeah, very cool.
Oh shoot, I didn't know you were into vampires.
I like vampires.
I am. Yeah, Valerie and I started way before Twilight too, by the way.
Okay, yes. I read The Historian.
Did you? Did you read that?
But I read that like 20 years ago. And that's
so funny. We read it in our book club before you joined the book club.
Oh, did we really?
Yes.
It was such a good book.
I loved that book. I loved it. It was such an interesting.
I felt like I was in Turkey, in Pennsylvania, and just touring that
part of
Europe.
Who was the author? But she did an amazing job of transporting you to these places. I felt like I really wanted to be there. And it was history. I mean, you got a history lesson.
I only did half of it.
Oh, it was a very good twist on vampires. But I think what made me love vampires was Interview with a Vampire.
Oh, absolutely. Oh. Me too.
That was it for me.
So that was, The Historian was written by Elizabeth Kostova.
Okay.
Okay.
Kostova.
That is another very good romance.
Okay,
I mean,
so
it's a romance,
Interview with
too.
A Vampire, I just remember being freaked out with, they had those little long, sharp nail things, and then they would puncture the wrist, and that would just give me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, I never saw Interview with a Vampire.
Well, the movie, whatever, it's the books that were so good, and once again, they were a history lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Anne Rice is very good at transporting you to different times and places, and you just can visualize yourself there.
So true.
That was part of the romance for me.
Oh, I totally fell in love with like New Orleans, reading her books. That's, that like started me like, I want to go to New Orleans.
Yeah.
And yeah, just.
Huh. Vampire.
Vampires. Books. Love them.
Yes.
If you could be a vampire or a werewolf, what would you be?
Oh.
I'd probably want to be a vampire.
Because? Your skin sparkles?
Yeah.
Which version of a vampire?
For females especially, vampires are a little bit more sexy. I mean, not that I need to be more sexy. just a little bit more blended with society.
I liked the idea of the shapeshifter wolf that we just read.
Yes.
That would be great, because you don't have to kill anybody. Yeah. You just like have this cool,
that's true.
You know, thing you can turn into that makes you
super
stronger.
Strong, super fast.
Gives you some superhuman stuff, like you could smell things, hear things.
I don't know that I want to smell better.
So what would you do? What would you pick? So you would be a werewolf shifter.
Or a werewolf. Maybe somebody is like, I want to only turn into a werewolf on the moon, full moon, and I want to like rip people up.
Well, I don't think most people are like that. Like, the werewolves, just like the vampires in Twilight glisten, the werewolves could turn whenever they wanted to.
Maybe some wolves like to kill people and some didn't. Just like some vampires like to.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to kill anybody. Although, you know what, maybe I could be a vigilante and go and kill all the bad people. But who's to say that I know who's bad and who's good?
I do.
You do? No. that would be the thing. Is like, I'm sure you could make a case for me any direction. So
depends on the day.
Yeah, exactly. Have I had coffee? Because if I haven't had coffee, I'm
forget
probably
about it.
You probably should just put me out of my misery.
Well, so what, like, are these two meant to be? Or okay. who's meant to be?
Okay.
Anybody? Jonathan, Mina, Dracula. Are they, is it going to happen?
I kind of feel like.
If you believe in reincarnation, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it was a reincarnation thing.
But I honestly think that none of those people should be with each other.
I agree. They all seem to be bad for each other.
Yeah, they're not bringing out the best in each other. They're not like.
Maybe Mina and Jonathan under different circumstances could have been really good together. But it's kind of tainted a little bit.
He was kind of like, I mean, he fought to get back to her, but then, yeah, the communication really wasn't there.
It seemed like an 18th century relationship where it's very superficial, kind of. Will you marry me? Okay. You know, there's...
Does that all work?
I don't know. It just didn't seem like there was just a super big love connection. Maybe there was. And we were just not...
They just left that part out of the movie.
Yeah.
Because it was like the 90s when they made it. And they're like, it's all about the sex and the boobs.
Yeah.
It really,
Yeah.
It was. And how long will... Okay, well, it is really going to be a three-way relationship. Mm-hmm. How long will the relationship last?
Will the three of them put up with
Dracula?
I mean, I just don't think Jonathan's going to last very long.
Yeah, Jonathan.
He has his counts.
Yeah, I feel like Dracula's going to be like, you're annoying. Boop.
Yeah, I'm just going to eat you.
Yeah. Oops, my dogs, my wolves, just, sorry about that. Why don't you take the dogs for a walk, Jonathan? Oh, they ate him.
I'm going to take you back, to the castle. I'll let you live. You're just going to have to live at the castle with my other wives.
Yeah. And then Mina, well, I mean, like, if you're Mina,
like,
if Mina chooses to be with if Mina chooses to be with Dracula, so, like, how is that going to work? Oh, and by the way... You're number four.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're my favorite, I promise.
Yeah. Oh, and I was trying to get your best friend on board, too.
Yeah, that was for you, though.
You can't come back from that.
Yeah, Lucy was for you.
Kitty, I'm not going to put you down by my feet.
So, how spicy was this?
Pretty spicy.
No. No, because we didn't see any anteater in that. It was more of a...
It's all about the anteater, too.
So I thought it was pretty lusty. I thought it was pretty...
The whole thing.
I'd say cayenne.
I would probably go jalapeno.
Because you didn't see anybody really having sex other than the beast.
With Lucy.
But there was no sex other
than there was no tension. There was no build. It was just like, oh, we're doing it.
It was like just women in constant
orgasmic
pre-orgasmic state, showing some boobs, and
it was the 90s. That's how they made movies.
You know, honestly, this is probably why, like, all the boys, like, this was like every 14-year-old boy's favorite movie.
It's like my first porn. Here it is.
Yeah, my parents let me watch it because it's based on a classic.
They're like, can we watch Dracula, Mom?
Sure, honey, you watch Dracula. Yeah. They're thinking, you know, like cape and boobs.
Lots of them.
Like, this is the National Geographic.
Okay, one of my favorite games to play is Real or Not Real.
Oh my God, I love that game.
You love my Real or Not Real
game? Yes, that's a great game.
I love to go, like, to the swimming hole, I don't know. And I'm like, okay, those boobs are real. Those boobs are not real. Those boobs are real.
Yeah.
I felt like, I don't know how real the boobs were in this movie.
I think there was a lot of not real.
I mean, Winona's were real because they bounced. Like, they were super bouncy. So we
never saw hers unleashed, did we?
Yeah. No, just in that moment when she's running through the garden.
Yeah, but she still had...
They were covered, but
they were very, very... Thin,
they were bouncing around,
shimmery blue gown that she was wearing.
Yeah,
that hugged her in just the right places because the wind was blowing at her chest.
So I don't remember her being.
They probably had fans.
Yes.
I just remember her being the king. I don't remember that being super booby of her. I just remember.
You need to watch it again because I was like, she is going to give herself a black eye with those bouncing boobs.
They were bouncing all over the place.
Oh my gosh, that's water for elephants with the lady in the circus tent with the swinging boobs. Yeah. I kept thinking the same thing. She's going to give herself a black eye if she keeps twirling those things.
So my favorite line was, Dracula says to Mina, "I have crossed oceans of time to be with you." Isn't that just so romantic?
It didn't get me going.
What did?
Just all the boobs, I guess.
You know, it's all about the
boobs. I don't think I wrote down a favorite line.
I didn't write down a favorite line.
Is this movie engaging? Did we like it? Did we like the characters?
You know, my favorite, the only line I wrote down is, "You're positively indecent."
Okay. I liked the, you know, I like Lucy messing with the guys. Not that there was a favorite line there, but I just thought it was really funny when Wynonna was watching Lucy just flirt with all of her suitors. And those guys were so gullible.
Oh, yeah. They're like, oh, yeah.
And, like, especially it's like, oh, she's giving me attention. And then she just immediately turns and gives another guy the exact same type of attention. I'm like, she wasn't even that original. Those guys were just sort of like, oh, she's hot and she's of class. You know, she's
giving me attention. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Mina and Lucy, like when they go to stay together, do you remember the scene where they're like, they're looking at a book and it's like,
the Arabian Nights. It was Arabian Nights Kama
Sutra,
right?
And they zoom in and the female's vagina totally looks like a butterfly.
Oh, that's so nice.
Like, I'm so glad. Cute. 1896 porn.
Butterfly.
I'm glad they made it look like
something. That's when
pretty.
She said positively decent. So yeah, that's my favorite line.
That's a good one. Do we like it though? I mean, Dracula, like I said, it's always a good
It's a classic.
It's always good.
Were a lot more like panting women in it than I remembered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought there was a little, like, when I first watched it as a, you know, young teen.
You didn't notice the panting.
Well, watching it back then, I thought there was more love story in it than rewatching it. I realized, there's not as much love story in it. It's just more like boobies.
Super lusty.
Yeah.
Do you ever, who's gone back and watched The Goonies?
Yes.
Like, exactly. I didn't really notice it when I was a kid, but going back and watching it now, I'm like, there were a lot of boobs there too.
Yeah. It's so funny to watch those movies that you loved as young. And then you go, to your kids, "Hey, you guys are going to love this show." And you're like, the whole time, "Oh my God."
Especially in the 80s, early 90s, they hadn't gotten PG-13 yet.
Yeah.
And we're like, this is one F-bomb away from being an R movie. This is not PG, like I should let my, you know.
When did the rating system come out?
Well, the rating system changed
because in the 80s it was very different, which is why my dad always said the 80s were good. Because like PG was like what rated R is now today.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, that was a good one.
Well, who would we would recommend this to? Supernatural lovers?
And 14-year-old boys.
Yes.
Who just, you know, are getting tired of the National Geographic.
Yeah.
They're ready to upgrade. They're going to be like, "Hey, Mom, can we watch Dracula for Halloween?"
Yes.
"Sure, honey. We're just watching Dracula." Over. And over again.
That's good. All right. Well, that was fun.
Well, happy scary Halloween-y month. No,
I love October. I love to watch my horror films.
And may your life not be full of horrors. And when you're close to an orgasm, may you get to orgasm.
Yes, may you get
there. May you not be stuck in Yeah. Eternal pre-orgasm stages. Like may you not, four vampires.
May you not from Bram Stoker's Dracula. Dracula movie.
True. All right. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy us, like, rate, review, subscribe.
XOXO.
Yes. Check us out, though, before you do that. MyPerfectRomance.com. There will be links to email. We want you guys to send us your love stories. They don't have to be Dracula. They can be whatever.
Yeah.
We don't like hater stories, so we'll just leave those out.
This is a positive
pretty open
podcast. We want everybody to feel good.
Yeah.
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 We want everyone to make it to the end.